The World Food Prize of Laureates in downtown Des Moines has become the latest location in the forwarding of U.S.-China friendship. With the launch of the memoir, Old Friends, the Xi Jinping Iowa Story, by Sarah Landy, one of President Xi's old friends in Iowa. The book tells the story of President Xi Jinping's history with the state of Iowa. 1985 saw Xi Jinping, then an official in Hebei province, lead an agricultural delegation to Iowa to visit farms and agricultural facilities. Xi Jinping and the rest of the delegation also stayed at home in the small community of Muscatine for several days. Sarah Landy was among those who met and accompanied Xi Jinping through his time in Iowa. When he returned to Iowa in 2012, Xi Jinping made a point of sitting down for tea with Landy, as well as the dozens of others who made his 1985 trip so memorable.
Our memoir, Now the Xi Jinping Iowa Story, will share our special story of friendship with the world. And I'd say today we celebrate you, all of you. So this is truly a memoir of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's a wonderful story showing Iowa's people-to-people friendship at its finest.
Luca Barani, who hosted the 1985 delegation during the trip through Iowa, says their time together is something really precious.
The book is a great testament to our 1985 trip. It's a great testament that I hope many people will read and learn from, because it's a story of relationship. It's a story of, you know, sharing experiences and sharing lives.
Chinese Ambassador to the U.S. Cui Tiankai says the new book by Sarah Landy is symbolic of the broader relationships between China and the United States over the past 40 years.
A seed of friendship between Iowa and China was planted and has finally grown into a tall stalk. To me and to many others, the Xi Jinping-Iowa story is truly touching and inspiring. This story is about friendship. And this story is about trust. This story is about openness. This story is also about cooperation.
The U.S. Ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, the former governor of Iowa State, has sent a congratulatory message from Beijing to the ceremony in Des Moines on Thursday. Branstad says Landy's new book brings back great memories of the unique friendship that has flourished over many years. He says it will serve as a lasting tribute to the enduring friendship between the people in Iowa and China. Thursday's book launch has also included Byron Zhang, one of the delegation members from the 1985 trip, as well as Ambassador Kenneth Quinn, president of World Food Prize Foundation, and Dan Stein, chair of the Muscatine China Initiatives Committee. For CR, this is Chen Xiaoming from Des Moines, Iowa.